Greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear listeners, I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and this is the segment Soul Inspirations. The time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a warm day, a warm and pleasant day here in the ashram. Well, the temperature nowadays this week is going as high as 40 degrees Celsius in the ashram. Well, whatever it is, everything here is absolutely divine and vibrant. Today is 19th of April 2018, and in our segment Soul Inspiration from last couple of Thursdays, we have been talking on the topic friendship. God is our true friend, our true companion. And I have played a couple of talks which was delivered by Swami students in Swami's Institute, and today we are continuing on this topic. And again, I got a beautiful talk by Brother Shubhanu, who at the time when he gave this talk was pursuing his M.Tech in Swami's Institute. But I'll play the talk in a while from now. It's a short talk, as always. But before that, I will speak a few things on friendship. In fact, this morning itself, I read a beautiful story, which gives a beautiful message. So I would like to read it for all of you. It's a story in which two friends were walking through the desert. During some point of the journey, they had an argument, and one friend slapped the other in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt, but without saying anything, wrote in the sand, "Today, my best friend slapped me in the face." They kept on walking until they found an oasis where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but his friend saved him. After he recovered from the near drowning, he wrote on a stone, "Today my best friend saved my life." The friend who had slapped and saved his best friend asked him, "Well, after I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, and now you write on a stone. Why?" The other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in sand where winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone where no wind can ever erase it." So, the moral is, learn to write your hurts in the sand and to crave your benefits in stone. Yes, the message is very profound. We should forget our past and go on and on. Now I got few clips from, few excerpts from Swami's Divine Discourse, which I'm going to read out, which is again based on friendship. So this excerpt which I'm going to read out is from a Divine Discourse which Swami delivered on 24th of May, 1973. So it goes like this, and I quote, "Long ago there was a person who had three friends. Quite by accident, he was charged for some crime and a warrant was issued against him by the court. He approached one friend and asked him to bear witness to his innocence. The friend said, 'I will not move out of this house. I can help you only from within this.' Then he went to a second friend, and his second friend said, 'I can come only up to the porch of this court. I will not enter the witness box.' Then he went to his third friend, and his third friend said, 'Come, I shall speak for you wherever you want me to. The first friend is the property and possessions, which can bear witness only from within the house. The second is the kinsmen and the members of the family, who come as far as the cemetery but would not accompany the person to the seat of judgment. The third friend is the good work, the good deed that we have done in this life, and also the name of God. These persist even after death and burial. They stand witness for ages and announce the innocence and greatness of the individual. They decide the nature of the next birth too." Well, unquote. So what I just now read out was an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, which I delivered on 24th of May, 1973. So, now, dear listeners, God is our only true friend, and we are indeed lucky to have known Swami, who is our only true friend. Again, I would like to read out from one more Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 1974, and it goes like this, and I quote, "Imagine a book in your hand and a friend comes by as you are reading it. On seeing the friend, you ask for a loan of 10 rupees. The friend is willing to give the loan, but before that, he wishes to see the book you are reading. As the friend turns a few pages, he finds a 10 rupee note inside the book and asks you why you want a loan when the 10 rupee note is already inside the book. Immediately you respond, oh, I forgot about this 10 rupee note that I placed in the book. I no longer need a loan. And you are happy about it. The fact is that the 10 rupee note really is yours and you forgot it, which your friend pointed out for you. So too, a true friend, a guru, points out the divine aspect within you and draws your attention to the reservoir of strength and wisdom in your hearts." Unquote. So again, dear listeners, this was another excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse. And again, it talks about true friend. Okay, now let's listen to that short talk, which is, the duration of this talk is about 8 minutes, and it was delivered by Brother Shubhanu, who at the time when he delivered this talk was pursuing his M.Tech in Swami's Institute. And after the talk, I'll be back and we'll talk more.
I offer my humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Sai Ram to all of you. First, let me take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for giving me your invaluable time. And the only way I can do justice to your contribution to me is by speaking about God, who has given you all the time in the world. I am going to share a couple of direct experiences which I had with Swami, and I will share one or two lessons that I could learn from them. So, when you meet a stranger, how does he become your friend? First, he shows that he loves you. He may have a common interest with you. He may give you something that you like. Then he'll come closer and you will find that there is more similarity between both of you. And after some time, if this stranger is God himself, he'll show his own powers, how he is far beyond us in wisdom, in physical strength, and in capabilities. And when we are curious about him, then he starts teaching us about him. And that is how my story is with God. My first experience began when I was 3 years old. I come from a family where Swami is God, and we worship him as God. For me, definition of God is Swami, nobody else. So when I came here for the first time when I was 3 years old, I was sitting with my mother in Kulanthal. And that time I got this crazy desire. I was asking my mother, "Mother, I want Swami's Vibhuti. I want Swami's Vibhuti." And not because I knew that Swami is God and he'll give Vibhuti, it is something holy. No. I like the Vibhuti purely because it tasted good, that's all. So I wanted Swami's Vibhuti to have it as a snack. And then Swami, in his own mercy, my mother told me that, "Don't ask Swami, keep quiet. This is something very valuable. You should not ask it for silly reasons." So I kept quiet, but Swami came. He saw me straight. He walked right across, materialized Vibhuti and gave it to me. The friend who can hear all your requests, that is God. And just like a sincere 4 year old, I was not happy. The very next day, again I asked my mother, "I want Swami's Vibhuti." My mother was stumped. "Yesterday only he gave you. Why do you want it again?" "I wanted it, that's it." "And you won't believe it. Swami came again, and again he materialized and gave it to me. Not just once or twice, thrice in the trip. And this happened for a number of years, till I reached the age of 7 or 8, when I finally understood what Swami's Vibhuti means. And at that time, Swami stopped giving me Vibhuti. That is how I built my friendship with God. The second one, when I was 7 years old, I happened to get an interview with Swami. And we are the 21st century, right? We are the modern generation. We are controlling the five elements is old school stuff. We have anyway seen Swami materialize. So he showed me something brand new. He showed me how he controls electricity. During the interview, bhajans were going on in the background. And some singer was singing very horrible. So horrible that Swami got distracted. And Swami simply looked at me, snapped his finger like that. The power went off, the lights were gone, the fans were gone, the chandeliers gone, and the mic was also gone. And within a second, Swami again snapped his finger. The lights came back, the fan came back, the chandeliers came back, but the mic didn't work. The mic stopped working, and then the moment I registered in my brain that the mic stopped working, Swami turned towards me and gave me a big smile that he was the person behind it. And by the time they could actually make the mic work, it was another singer's chance, and so the interview continued smoothly. So this is how he showed me how he controls the elements. Electricity is also under him. And that's how I knew that I was seeing God face to face. And I knew that I could learn something from him. Just because I knew Swami is God doesn't mean that my behavior has to be good, right? I was, as mischievous as I could be. And when I was finally 15 years old, I told Swami, see, I am bad at academics, I am bad at behavior, I want to join your school, I know I have no right, but I am going to sacrifice one bad quality for you. So just a background to this, in my school, even a loafer would get 95%, 96% during the board exams in 10th standard. I never understood how. Then later I came to know the secret, that my exam center was notorious for cheating. You put 3000 on the table, the examination invigilator would pick up the money and walk away, and you can do whatever you want. Call up your tuition teacher, ask him doubts, whatever you want, you can do. But I swore to Swami that whatever happens, I will not do that. And just as I knew, I went inside the exam center, I was about to write the examiner walked away, and all hell broke loose. People were cheating left, right and center. But I didn't copy. Though I was not good at academics, I didn't copy. I stuck to my oath, I stayed how I was, I didn't copy. And because of my bad marks, in school they didn't even give me the call letter for writing the entrance exam. Under very strange circumstances, they said that you can come and write MPC exam, but you should qualify academically. So out of around 200 people who wrote the entrance exam, 30 were selected and I was amongst one of them. Bad at academics, bad at character. I gave up one bad quality, God gave me 2 years of his physical presence. That is the sort of love that he has for us. One step towards him, he takes 100 towards us. Experience in first hand. As time passed, it was my 12th standard. Internally, I knew that Swami was winding up his physical sojourn. So I established a new mode of contact with him. They were my dreams. Simple reason, anybody can sleep, right? Anybody can have dreams. All that effort is on God's side. God has to come and speak to you. So it was very convenient for me. All I have to do is pray, sleep off, he'll come and guide me. And time flew past. It was my second UG. You have to take your specialization. For commerce guys, I don't think it matters so much to your career side. But to science guys, it is make or break decision that you will have at that moment. You have to choose between maths, physics and chemistry. And you have to choose one of them. And I didn't know what to do. 20th September was the submission date for the specialization. 19th September, I don't know what I'm going to pick the next day. I was praying to Swami and I told Swami, okay, you will come and tell me in my dream anyway, 19 September night. You don't have a chance. I have left it completely to you. I slept and Swami came during that time in my dream. Swami told, take physics. And after a pause he added, take MSc physics also. And then Swami said, you will become better. It took me 5 years to realize what better meant. And I came to know that you will grow so much psychologically during this time. And I know that if I had chosen chemistry or maths, I could not have managed. Swami had taken the right decision for me. And just before I joined for M.Tech M.Tech exam, Swami came in my dream and appeared as Lord Vishnu the day before the entrance exam. So after that I didn't bother. Okay, God has given me the green signal. I don't need anybody else in between. So I didn't bother much. And today you see me speaking right in front of you. Swami has given me a mission in M.Tech also. So that is God. God doesn't ask you anything. He loves you as you are right now sitting in this prayer hall. He is happy with you. He loves you. There is no deservedness to go to him. You leave one bad quality, he'll show how much he can approach you. And that's one amazing thing about God. He'll come closer and closer to you. And you can build a companionship with him. And you'll see your life grow spiritually as well as in a worldly sense. So, I think it is time to conclude my talk. Don't think so much on what is the right approach to God. start anything. If you think by 2 minutes silence in the morning, he'll come closer to you. Do it. Don't think too much. He'll come closer. That's something that I have experienced myself. And all I can say is, this is one place, this is one mega laboratory, where you can run all sorts of experiments on God. See how sincerity is rewarded. See how sincere prayers are rewarded. See how He protects you. And as time goes past, you will see that how much He has changed you when you compare yourself with the first time when you entered the hostel and how you were. Thank you, Swami, for this lovely opportunity. And thanks all of you for your patience listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. Dear listeners, as part of Sri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam, Radio Sai is pleased to offer you Karaoke Sai Bhajans Volume 6. In this set, we have 9 Sai Bhajans. You can download all these karaoke tracks from radiosai.org. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Once again, dear listeners, greetings, Sai Ram, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Soul Inspirations. And what you heard till now was a talk given by Brother Shubhanu, who at the time when he delivered this talk was pursuing his M.Tech in Swami's Institute. So in this segment, Soul Inspiration, we are talking on the topic friendship. God is our only true friend. And in the talk also, Brother Shubhanu spoke on this topic. In fact, he told one very nice thing, that is how he gave up one bad habit. And because of that, God showered a lot of grace and blessings on him. On this note, I would like to narrate a chinna katha which Swami had narrated once. So the story goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a thief, and this thief had many bad habits, bad qualities. But still, from inside, his conscience was always telling him to become good. But he didn't know how to become good. So he went to one guru, one sage, and asked him, Guruji, I want to become good. How and from where to start? So the Guruji said, you have to do one small thing. Just give up one of your bad quality. Only one. So this thief starts thinking, and he makes a list of his bad qualities. There will be many of those. And he thinks, okay, let me from today not tell lies. Let me from today always speak the truth. So he decides to do this. And the next day night, he goes to his work. That is robbery. So he thinks, okay, this tonight I will rob the king's treasury. So he goes to the king's palace. He goes to the terrace and he will be about to enter the room. And at that time, he will meet another person. And this other person will ask this thief as to who he was. And this thief remembers his vow. and he tells the truth. He tells that he was a thief and he had come there to rob the king's treasury. Then the other person says, you know what, I am also a thief and I also have come to do the same thing here. Let's do it together. So both of them break the king's treasury and there will be a lot of diamonds and jewels and they will rob everything. They will empty the treasury and they will divide among the both. But at that time, this thief will get a thought. He will think, okay, instead of emptying the treasury fully, let's leave at least one diamond in the treasury so that the king doesn't become a pauper. And so he tells the other person, let's leave one diamond, and they leave one diamond in the treasury. And the other person takes the thief's address so that next time if they want to go for a robbery, they can do it together. And then they leave. Now what happens was, this other person was the king himself. This thief couldn't recognize the king because the king was in his night dress. And in fact, the thief didn't know who the king was. He was not at all bothered. And it was night, it was dark, and the king couldn't make out. So the next day dawns with the breaking news in the kingdom that the king's treasury has been robbed. It's empty. And the king wakes up and there is a tense moment in the entire kingdom and he calls for a court session. And in the court session, the king tells the minister to go and make an inquiry. So the minister goes to the treasury and he indeed sees that the treasury was broken and there is nothing except a diamond. So the minister thinks, oh, this thief was a fool. Instead of emptying the entire treasury when he got a chance, he left a diamond. So the minister thinks, okay, let me just take this diamond with me. Anyhow, the king won't come to know that I have stolen the diamond, because the king will be thinking that the thief himself has stolen the diamond. So the minister will take the diamond, put it in his pocket and go to the king, and he will tell the king, oh Lord, yes, indeed, the treasury is empty. There is nothing left. But this king, who had accompanied the thief the previous night to break the treasury, knew that there was one diamond which they had left. So he will tell the guards to come and check this minister. And then when they check the minister, they will find the diamond. And then the minister will be imprisoned. And since the king knew the thief's address, the thief will be summoned and he will be made the minister. So this was a Chinna Katha which Swami had delivered. And the lesson that we get from this Chinna Katha is, when we want to become good, we have to at least give up one bad quality. So when we give up one bad quality, a small seed of goodness is put in us and it sprouts. And the seed becomes a huge tree. So slowly this goodness overcomes all other bad qualities and we become good. Okay, dear listeners, that's all for today. I conclude this short segment, Soul Inspirations. It's almost 11:30 and it's time for Brother Bishu to take the next segment of today's Thursday Life. Please do send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this segment by writing to listener@radiosai.org. I offer this segment at Swami's Lotus Feet and I'll be back again at 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time next Thursday. Jai Sai Ram.
तुझे हर एक पल में आरज़ू साईं तू, प्यार का रंग तू।
मेरा तुझे हर एक पल में आरजू का तू प्यार का रंग है तू
Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam. Dear listeners, as part of Sri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam, Radio Sai is pleased to offer you Karaoke Sai Bhajans Volume 6. In this set, we have 9 Sai Bhajans. You can download all these karaoke tracks from radiosai.org. Sai Ram.
To Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.